In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Most of Amtrak's daily long-distance train services are being cut to 3 days a week as a result of a drop of ridership during the ongoing pandemic. That includes the Southwest Chief and California Zephyr. Both have multiple stops in Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Train advocates say the reductions could result in economic losses totaling more than some $72 million across the state. Nationally, thousands of Amtrak employees' jobs could take a hit, too. In La Junta, city manager Rick Klein says there are families with long traditions of working for the railroad.
Their lives have been disrupted by this, and they're just hoping and praying that this is temporary.
Although there's bipartisan support in Washington to keep the long-distance services rolling, delays in a federal relief package and budgeting mean that it'll be a while before the trains get back to normal. Meantime, Amtrak leadership has requested additional funds from Congress to avoid more drastic impacts. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
Today's Broncos game against New England has been moved to Sunday. That's after the Patriots shut down their practice facilities over the weekend as they deal with more COVID-19 cases. And there's a red flag warning in effect today for northern Colorado from noon until 6 p.m. Dry air and gusty winds could increase the risk of fire danger. And there are still two large wildfires burning in northern Colorado, the Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins and the Mullen Fire on the Wyoming border. Around Denver today, expect highs in the mid to upper 70s. This is CPR News.